This is WSIU in Focus. As we get ready to celebrate Veterans Day, WSIU will now visit with veterans that we interviewed this past summer. These interviews were recorded, literally, on the Mississippi River in Chester during the port of call of the World War II transport ship, the LST-325. The day was warm and sunny, and as I stepped out of the car with my microphone and recorder, I soon realized what this ship represented to those who served, and to their family members, what this ship still means today.
If you don't mind, give me your first and last name, sir.
Terry Hardy.
And we are coming up onto the landing ship docked at Chester. Go ahead and tell me what you were telling me earlier. What brings you out here?
What brings me out here is this is how my dad got into the war overseas in World War II on D-Day. So, you know, I just am so proud to see this ship here and still alive and functioning, and that people are able to come and see what our forefathers had went through that have passed on today.
Sure. So this really gives you extra goosebumps. Your dad was in the Normandy landing.
Yes, sir.
Did he talk about it much?
No, he didn't talk much about what happened over there because, you know, the memories are etched in, you know, etched in their mind forever, and he would rather have not talked about it.
Sure.
And to know what he went through and then to see my brother get sent over to the Vietnam War, and my dad had a lot of hard times while he was over there, so.
Sure.
But, you know, I was glad to see my dad. The day my brother came back home, my dad was just like a kid in a candy store, just happy to home. He was home, he'd served his country, and served it proudly. So.
And with that, we both reached the ship, sitting proudly in battleship gray. On shore, not too far from the ship, were dozens of veterans and school kids standing for the colors. And right before I boarded this floating steel piece of history, I finally caught up with the very busy coordinator of volunteers. His name is Owen Chapman, and his official title is Chairman of the Cruise Committee. So basically, he's in charge of everything, overseeing the daily maintenance, operations, and scheduling of the ship. And the first question, what does LST stand for?
The LST stands for Landing Ship Tank, but we affectionately call it a Large Slow Target.
Oh, wow.
But these ships were built to make amphibious landings during World War II. They were used during World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
And is it true that this ship that we're about 100 feet away from actually participated in the Normandy invasion?
Yes, sir. Normandy and Salerno took Patton into Italy and then went around and went into Normandy later.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what's involved in keeping this in this good shape. You can't just let this thing sit there and expect to give tours. How much work involved and what specifically do you do to the ship?
Well, we do 90% of the maintenance on board. We have engine men take care of the engines. We have electricians. We have plumbers. We have painters. We're all volunteers. We spend thousands and thousands of hours all year long getting the ship ready each year for a cruise.
Okay. And where right now, where is this ship's home port?
Evansville, Indiana.
Okay. Where was it manufactured? Do you know that?
This particular ship was manufactured in Philadelphia, but Evansville was produced more LSTs than any other shipyard during World War II. In approximately 3 years' time, they built a shipyard and put out over 300 LSTs in 3 years' period of time.
Are you by any chance a veteran yourself, sir?
Yes, sir. I served on LST 821 Harnett County in Vietnam 50 years ago.
Well, can you try to put into words the emotions that you feel when you're around this?
It's just hard to describe. We meet so many wonderful people, so many veterans. I took a 101-year-old World War II veteran around when we were in Dubuque, Iowa a couple of weeks ago. And as the stories you hear, I mean, they bring tears to your eyes. It's very rewarding work.
Okay. These two big monster doors that disgorges the troops, how tall and how wide are these doors that are on the bow of the ship?
I really don't know. We've got a 16-foot freeboard, so I'd say they're probably about 20 foot tall and 15 feet wide, something like that.
Okay.
But they actually just give a point to the ship. The ramp comes up, and that's where it's watertight to keep water from coming into the ship. When the doors close, they just give you a point when you're going through the water to help navigate.
Okay. So generally, how many fully armed Army soldiers would this carry?
It would depend on what the mission and the units involved. If we had tanks, there would probably be about, if we had 20 tanks, it'd be about 100 men. But if you had a lot of trucks or jeeps or ambulances, it would depend on what the cargo was.
Okay.
The crew on board the ship during the war was 100 to 110 plus 10 officers.
Okay. How long have you been involved in this?
Since I retired, 5 years I've been involved with this.
Okay. And last question, could I ask you about your service in Vietnam? Did you do any missions where you had to come ashore through these front doors?
No, sir. We were a support ship. We were taking care of PBRs and swift boats. It's a river patrol boat, small, about a 30-foot fiberglass hull with lots of armament, and we'd bring them on board and do fiberglass repair, engine repair, armament repair. When I was in Pittsburgh, a lady stuck her head in the galley and said, "Were all the galleys the same?" And I said, "Well, basically, I mean, it's a cookie cup ship, but as the war went on, you know, they would make some improvements."
Sure.
She said, "Well, my dad was a cook on an LST, but I never knew my dad. The ship was torpedoed and then he was lost. And here I am looking in a galley where he worked and see where he was living. You know, it means so much to me." And she was in her 70s and had never known her father. And we finally had all that. I mean, stories like that go on all the time. Lady came by and asked if she could sit in the gun. And they said, "Certainly." She said, "When my dad was a gunner, a 40-millimeter gunner on an LST, and he was wounded. She said, do you mind if I call my dad?" And they said, "No." And she got her phone out, and she calls her dad and says, "Dad, you'll never guess where I am. I'm sitting on an LST. I'm sitting in a 40-millimeter mount." She said, "Where did you have your hands when you were wounded?" And her father is describing to this lady how he was positioned and where he was wounded. Again, stories like that, there's hundreds of them.
John Talent is the president of the nonprofit group that actually owns the ship. He's also the deck officer as well.
Well, are you a veteran yourself?
Yes, sir, I am. I served in the U.S. Navy, and I served in the Mekong River Delta of Vietnam in 68 and 69 aboard a very similar ship. It was billed as an LST, but converted to a repair ship for the riverboats.
So I have to ask, what emotions are going through you? How do you respond when you're on something you spend several years of your life as a youngster? What emotions are you feeling?
Every time we dial up the main engines and I feel the ship vibrating under my feet, 50 years falls away from me. At my age, I feel like I'm 35 in my head, but my body keeps telling me, "No, you're 71. But it is an enormous thrill, and having had that Brown Water River experience in Vietnam, it's such a distinct pleasure now to go up and down a Brown Water River with people waving at me instead of shooting at me.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.